Report, WeWork could run out of money by November as JP Morgan considers bailout by BizNow.
WeWork's parent company may not even have enough operating capital to make it through November, and its lenders are scrambling to put together a bailout, Financial Times reports. Leading the group is JP Morgan Chase, which has heavily invested in WeWork for years and is reportedly likely to put up the most capital. JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs had planned to be the financial backers of the WeWork company's initial public offering, before the co-working operator's now infamous prospectus drove potential investors away and cratered its projected valuation. If WeWork had managed to raise $3 billion with its IPO, JP Morgan and Goldman had promised to lend it another $6 billion. SoftBank, which had already invested $10 billion into the company, was reportedly considering putting up $2.5 billion more to keep WeWork afloat, but there has been no movement on that front since word first leaked in late September. One potential factor that could be accelerating WeWork's slide into insolvency is a previous bond offering in which it promised to keep $500 million in cash on its books, The Wall Street Journal reports. Those bonds have been downgraded to junk status by multiple credit agencies, including Fitch Ratings, which graded WeWork at CCC, FT reports. That is several tiers into junk and just a couple of notches above default status.